The weakening eye of day, the growing gloom. That's Thomas Hardy. Here's Shakespeare. Thou seest the twilight of such day as after sunset fadeth in the west, which by and by black night doth take away, death's second self that seals up all in rest. And all of the above, both examples, are by way of saying it's late afternoon here in London. Late afternoon on November 5th, 2020. Late afternoon on day one of lockdown two. And yes, I think I will remember this 5th of November. This actually started yesterday. Started with the Shakespeare. I was hard at it on the London Walks website, www.walks.com. Hard at it, standing down, chopping down all of our unmediated walks, our leaving home and going out into London walks, a.k.a. our outdoor walks, our shoe leather on pavement walks. Hard at it, putting up that sad notice. This walk is temporarily suspended. That notice goes up, our website's program simultaneously fades, grays the walk on the page, leaves a ghost of it there, a ghost which in effect says, were it normal times, this walk would be running at this time on this day of the week. And when you methodically do that, ghost them, one after another, and then step back, as it were, and take survey. Well, it looks like a battlefield after it's all over. There they are, the fallen. Looks rather sad. And it wasn't a case of culling them. Because of the lockdown, every single one of them was for the chop. For the rest of this month and the first day of December. So, yes, those pages on the website, well, it's a sad sight, a forlorn sight, all those ghosts of walks. And as often happens with me, suddenly there was Shakespeare, with words that spoke to the matter, words that couldn't be better put, words that provided a little bit of balm. The words were Shakespeare's 73rd sonnet, and in particular, the first three words of the fourth line. I was looking at those felled walks, now just ghosts on each day's page, and unbidden, this is part of the mystery and wonder and power and miracle of Shakespeare. Unbidden, the words came. Bare, ruined choirs. It was so right, it couldn't have been more right. The time of the year, nightfall coming, an impending ending. Go on, say it, David. An imminent death of a loved one. The loved one being all those wonderful walking tours that I was taking down. Well, not an everlasting death, because those walks will resurrect, will be back. But to quote another supremely gifted poet, taking those walks down, one after another, every last one of them, I felt like the angel of death. The gloom of that methodical felling of all those London walks, it was like the stillness in the air, between the heaves of storm. And suddenly there was Shakespeare. There they were, bare, ruined choirs. Let's hear the full sonnet. And don't take it as the last trumpet. There are good things to be said post-sonnet. Good things coming. I'll set out for you after Sonnet 73. Here's Shakespeare. Here's Sonnet 73. Here's the sweet music I recommend you keep in mind If you're looking at any of those day pages, Monday's walks, Tuesday's walks, etc., on www.walks.com. And just to make sure you've got it in true, as you listen, imagine that the speaker is the London Walks schedule, personified, the fallen, expiring London Walks schedule. Here's the sonnet. That time of year thou mayst in me behold, when yellow leaves, or none, or few, do hang upon those boughs, which shake against the cold, bare ruined choirs, where late the sweet birds sang. In me thou seest the twilight of such day as after sunset fadeth in the west, which by and by black night doth take away, death's second self, that seals up all in rest. In me thou seest the glowing of such fire that on the ashes of his youth doth lie, as the deathbed whereon it must expire, consumed with that which it was nourished by. This thou perceiv'st, which makes thy love more strong, to love that well which thou must leave ere long. That's not just beautiful, that's blissfully beautiful. Anyway, yes, so here we are, 18 hours into the second lockdown. No outdoor walks, no Westminster Abbey or gallery or British Museum tours, etc. For 4 weeks. Right back to where we were in late March. Except we're not back there. London Walks is so much better positioned now than we were 7 months ago. We were flatlining then. Not now. The way my London Walks have responded to this COVID crisis has often brought to mind what that speaker a few years ago at a National Convention of American Tours Guides said about us. She said, "London Walks is the premier walking tour company in the entire world. The gold standard." That's high praise. And sure enough, this band of brothers and sisters have lived up to that assessment. Not to put too fine a point on it, the premier walking tour company in the entire world has seen off the ogre. COVID-19 hit us hard, but it wasn't a knockout punch. We're still going. In military terms, we're entrenched now. And we've got all kinds of firepower. We're going to weather it. We're going to win. The firepower, of course, is the virtual tours. There'll be getting on for 50 of them now. And there are more coming, more in the pipeline. I've been around these guides long enough now not to be surprised by the wonders they work. But even I have been, from time to time, wide-eyed at what they've done and continue to do in almost no time at all. There are today was one, when rollouts are announced for multiple new virtual tours. That speaks, of course, to the character and determination of the guides, but also to the depth and breadth of their knowledge, and yes, to the long, long corporate memory of London Walks. There's not another walking tour company in the world, let alone in London, that could even begin to approach what these 75 guides have achieved. By way of example, Adam Scott, who's been the trailblazer from the outset. Within an hour of the second lockdown being announced, Adam had thrown the switch. Think of a gallery where a painting's been removed and the frame is hanging there, empty. That was what happened when we locked down last March. But not this time. No MIA. No missing in action notice. No vacuum. The positions, the slots, occupied by Adam's Friday rock and roll walk and his Saturday ghost walk, were immediately filled by his rock and roll virtual tour and his Ghosts of the Old City virtual tour. A seamless transition. And that's been the case across the board. Where there's a virtual tour of a walk, my Kensington tour, for example, well, to use the military idiom, we've closed ranks and are advancing and are going to go on advancing. Fact of the matter is, the already high productivity levels of this small but brilliant constellation of guides will go even higher this month. All Lockdown 2 means is the guides have got more time to create more VTs, write more, research more, photograph more, etc. As one of them said to me, and talk about an intelligent, savvy, cool appraisal, it's like having the winter shortened by a month. We'll take it. Any other stuff will go on as well. Website improvements, a plethora of fecundity of podcasts, etc., etc. And that includes, I might add, doing everything we can to change the surround of London's walking tour culture. That push is not a matter for you guys, not London Walks aficionados. You already know. You get it. What that push is about is throwing the switch in Joe Bloggs' cranium, driving it home to him that all guides are not created equal, that there's a world of difference between a high-quality walking tour led by a world-class guide and the shoddy product so many of them, Joe Bloggs, have been bamboozled by these last few years. That reciting a memorized script is to guiding what paint by numbers is to a Rembrandt. And that's a wrap for November 5th. Or is it? No, not quite, because I said it. November 5th. Let's put a proper ribbon around the wrap with a quick mention about what happened a few hours ago. Award-winning London Walks guide Simon Whitehouse pushed the boat out for us earlier today, pushed it out into the lockdown season 2 seas, with a brilliant, from first to last, Guy Fawkes Night virtual tour, held over 50 of us, spellbound for 70 minutes. I'll be putting up somewhere here on walks.com the hosannas of praise that came flooding in at the end. And as usual, it wasn't just that we learned all kinds of fascinating stuff we didn't know. It was that we were entertained as well as informed, so adroitly. I'm thinking, for example, about Simon's giving us a mischievous look and cracking a joke about the man who wanted to blow up Parliament, giving the authorities, when they collared him, the false name Johnson. And who would have known, well, Simon knew, that Guy Fawkes Night was supposed to be on October 3rd. That was the day Parliament was supposed to reconvene that year. But wait for it, it was prorogued. Where have we recently heard that word? It was prorogued to November 5th. And the whole Catholic Protestant Donnybrook. Who would have known that November 5th, of all the days in the year, was the date that staunchly Protestant William III was crowned in Torbay, crowned, having seen off Catholic James II. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. From time to time, history does rhyme.